Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can see, my theme is a symphony of song and colour. I wish that was my words, but I have to admit I pinched it from Eugene Peterson, from the Message version of the Bible in Isaiah 35, verse 1. And what it's about, and what I'm talking about, as I mentioned earlier, is basically not just creation, but creation and humanity. And when they come together, we experience a sense of wholeness and harmony. So that's what I'm going to be exploring today. I want to do that by sharing with you two verses or passages from the Bible. The first one's from Revelation chapter 5. In Revelation 4 and 5, those two chapters give a description of worship in heaven. And verse 13 of chapter 5, which is the last one, says this: "And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. They sang, 'Blessing and honour and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb for ever and ever.'" Just go back to the previous slide. Every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and in the sea. Sounds like all of creation to me. Humans, animals, birds, nature, sea creatures. What do you reckon? And the second passage is Isaiah 35. And as I read these words, I want you to use your imagination. I want you to listen with all your senses. So not only what do you hear, but what do you see? Is there anything you smell? Is there anything you'd like to taste or touch? And what emotions come forward for you? So let's go. "Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, 'Be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish where desert jackals once lived. And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any other ferocious beasts. There will be no other dangers. Only the redeemed will walk on it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter the city of light singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness." As Eugene Peterson says, it's a symphony of song and colour. So I wonder what the sights and sounds of worship in nature and animals are. For a moment, I want you to talk to the person beside you or alongside you and just share. What are the sights and sounds of worship in nature that you hear and see? So what do you reckon? Anyone want to share something? Birds? Is one just out there? That one's actually, I'm going to do something. I'm not texting someone. As long as this works. So that's a chorus of southern scrub wrens with some backing by emu wrens and New Holland honey eaters, all of which certainly occur where we live in Mount Barker, and I imagine they probably occur here as well. So yes, certainly birds. You know, sometimes we hear the magpies carolling in the morning or kookaburras laughing. Well, and perhaps the sound of rain is a sound of worship too. Anything else?
I was thinking of under the ground. And
yeah.
Worms, they don't make any noise at all, but crickets and, you know, some
yes.
of those.
Yep, cricket. We have a...
Under the ground, they make a fantastic noise
at times. We have a dam just outside where we live, and... the crickets sometimes are very, very noisy, as are the frogs at this time of year. So there's all sorts of sounds and sights, aren't there? Bees buzzing, perhaps. Sometimes I can go out where I've planted native plants and all I hear is bzzz, and it is really quite loud. I reckon that's a sound of worship. Or perhaps it's tall trees swaying in the wind. Or whales breaching. Yeah, indeed, rainbows in the sky, yeah. And perhaps it's the sound of waves rolling in or breaking on the rocks near shore. Perhaps it's all of these and much more. A symphony of song and colour. And perhaps each of these and all of these is an introduction to a life of wholeness, to a vision of completeness, to the restoration of all things, to the kingdom come. Because in these verses in Isaiah 35, generosity abounds, from the abundance of flowers to the strengthening of physical weaknesses, to reassurance, do not fear, to physical healing, to the gift of living water. There's no doubt that the new creation, the new heaven and earth, has humans and creatures and nature joining together in harmony. Next slide, thank you. All creation in harmony. Humans, birds, earth creatures, sea creatures, trees, ocean and desert sands. They join together in singing and displaying praise. They can see the end time, a time of peace, of rejoicing, of acknowledgement and acceptance of each other as humans made in the image of God, and of different species as gifts, reminding us of the Creator's power and glory. This will inaugurate the kingdom. How? Well, there's going to be restoration of all sorts. The first that's described by the prophet is the restoration of the wilderness places, the desert. Isaiah talks about spring crocuses, an abundance of flowers, springs of water. Has anyone ever gone and flown over Lake Eyre when it's flooding? Yeah? What was it like?
Amazing. But it would have been more amazing if I had seen it empty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you can imagine it empty, I guess. About 10 or 15 years ago now, Jan and I were in Dimboola. Jan comes from Whitenabill, just north of Dimboola. And it was the end of a drought, sort of like, well, hopefully that's where we're at in our society now. Anyway, it was the end of a drought, so everything was dry. And the Wimmera River was dry. Jan had never seen it dry in her lifetime. But it was dry. And we were just standing there on the bank, and suddenly trickles of water came through and the river started flowing. It was just amazing. But nothing like what I imagine Lake Eyre is when Cooper's Creek floods and the Diamantina and Warburton Rivers flood and so much water goes in. Frogs appear out of nowhere. Flowers appear out of the sand. And isn't that exactly what Isaiah's describing in these verses? He's talking about the restoration of the wilderness, the greening of the desert, as green as the mountains with all their foliage. And then the second restoration is for those who are tired or weak. Perhaps aging is taking its toll. When I was 30, which is a lifetime ago, and probably for some of you as well, there was a singer-songwriter who could be still around for all I know, called Randy Stonehill. And he wrote a song called Turning 30. And part of that song said, my back's a little sore, my knees are weak. And I sort of think, I reckon he should rewrite it, you know, turning 70, except it might be just full of groans, I suppose. But I can tell you, at least for me, 40 years later, my back is a lot sorer, my knees are a lot weaker than they were when I was 30. But if that's the case for you, then there's hope in these verses. The flourishing greenery in the first few verses foretells human restoration. And it's a restoration of wholeness. There's physical strengthening mentioned. There's reassurance for those struggling emotionally. The famous words, do not fear, occur here, as they do in 364 other places in the Bible. The psychologically distressed are told that God will destroy their enemies. Who or what are your enemies? You know, it's not the person who you have angry words with or you disagree with. Your enemies and my enemies are the walls that you and me put up. The fears and the walls that we allow to drive our beliefs and actions. And I'm sure you all know there's a lot of fear and resultant anger in our world today. Where is love? Well, it's in restoration, in forgiveness and grace, in new life and generosity, in wholeness, all of which are offered to those who receive the living water from the Lord of creation. And that leads to the third restoration, the gift of new life. In verses 6 and 7, Isaiah talks about springs and streams in the desert. Springs will rush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. The reference to pools and springs of water in the thirsty land are surely looking forward to the gift of living water that Jesus mentions in John 4, as we heard in our gospel, and then again in John 7. In John 4, he says, those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. And in John 7, Jesus says, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from that person's heart. You know, just as parched ground soaks up the rain and the water when it falls, so we need to soak up the living water. Because this promise is repeated at least three times in Revelation. In Revelation 7, where we're told, for the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. And that's repeated almost word for word in Revelation 21 and 22, the final two chapters of the Bible. And receiving this living water then leads us to the highway of holiness, as it's described in verse 8. What is the highway of holiness? Well, simply, it's grace in all its generosity offered in various forms. God blesses each and every one of us in different ways, but with the same aim, to renew and refresh us, to give new life, to allow grace and forgiveness, justice and integrity to be the foundations of our living. And in one sense, the highway of holiness can be described as the highway of wholeness. It's available to all who partake of the living water, It's a simple and yet extraordinary complex picture of generosity and abundance, where there will be physical and natural restoration, where there will be deserts flourishing and fear disappearing into the flowing waters. It will be a road of grace and acceptance, of compassion and empathy, where people will look at each other with the eyes of Christ and live in peace. It will be where heaven and earth come together, where humans and nature respect each other as creatures of God, a symphony of song and colour. And that leads us to the fourth restoration, as verse 10 tells us. Sorrow and mourning will disappear. All will be filled with joy and gladness. A promise which is repeated in Revelation 21, which I'm sure you all know. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. God will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. Sounds pretty good to me. It's a natural flow on from the gift of new life. It's the hope and promise that all who follow Christ have in their lives. You know, the verse from Revelation 5, which we began with, really sums this up. And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. They sang, blessing and honour and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb for ever and ever. A symphony of colour and song, where the whole universe responds to grace and restoration. So today, listen to the wind praising God. See the spring flowers praising God. Enjoy the food you eat and praise God. Smell the freshness of the air and praise God. As you experience touch through a handshake or hug, praise God. Honour the negative emotions you feel and allow the positive ones to surface and praise God. Care for nature and each other and praise God. Live with grace in your hearts and generosity in your actions and praise God. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life and new life, which is so abundant around us in nature, but also present in our lives. Help us to live with grace and generosity in our hearts and actions as your people in this world. Amen.